I don't know. We've had a lot of games in a short space of time. We haven't been able to really prepare as well as that we would like. And you know what we've got to remember is four or five of these boys are also playing university basketball as well. So you know they've been having three, four games a week. So it's a tough schedule for the guys. But we're okay where we are. You know, the start we've had has been fantastic.
When you look back at the Milton Keynes game, what would you put that defeat down? It's quite a heavy defeat in the end.
It was in the end. I don't think it was a true reflection of how we played. But you know, I thought we played well for one quarter, really, and that was in the third. And you know, we just didn't seem to have the energy for whatever reason, which was very disappointing. But you know, we've already sat down and spoken, and you know, hopefully that will never be repeated.
It's onwards and upwards, though. The Mersey Tigers are here on Saturday night. Are you expecting a tough game from them?
It's going to be a tough game, but we've played them twice this season. We know a lot about them, and we know we're going to have to play hard and well to beat them. So, you know, it's an ideal situation. We're back at home for the first time in a couple of weeks, in front of a full crowd, hopefully, and hopefully get back to winning ways.
And you've beaten the Tigers twice this season, haven't you? So how do you prepare for a game like that mentally with the players?
Well, I mean, right now it's going to be no problem motivating them. You're only as good as your last game, I tell them, and we've lost our last two. So right now we're a bunch of losers. So, you know, we want to get back to winning ways, and it's going to be, I'd say, no problem motivating them for this game.
And then to your old side, Guildford Heat on Sunday.
Yeah, always nice to go back to Guildford and see my old friends. And
did you get a warm welcome?
from some of them, not from all of them. But no, it's nice to go back there. And again, it's another game that's going to be shown on Sky TV on next Tuesday. So, you know, obviously we want to put up a better performance than we did this week.
Let's go back to that Tigers game just for a moment. Interesting looking at the quotes from their head coach there, Tony Garbellotto. He says there's no real stars in your side, but there's a real good team ethic and everyone's playing for each other. Do you go along with that?
Totally agree with that, and I've always built any winning team that I've had, you know, whether it was at Guildford or Thames Valley, it's always been a team where I've had 8-9 guys who come and they play well together. There haven't been any real stars. We haven't had to really rely on one or two players to get it done, and that's what we've proved so far this season. You know, we've found a way to win games, and you know, I say we lost our way a little bit in the last week or so, but we're going to get right back on track this weekend.